Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by Corey Goodnow, Finance Director for the City of Pella. All right, Corey, so thanks for joining us on the program. This is actually going to be your first Let's Talk talking about the City Council. Mike Nardini got out of this one, but thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's start with some street lampposts that were discussed, and there was some heavy discussion because basically there's a lot of options, and you guys want to make sure you do this right the first time, right?
Yeah, I think the agenda item was to discuss the form of contract and notice to bidders for 47 direct embedded light poles and 14 base mounted street light poles. And Mayor Mueller started a discussion off asking about the available types of light poles and fixtures associated with those poles, and identified some fixtures that in other communities that might be slightly different than what we have here in Pella. And so he directed staff, and the council directed staff, to seek out some additional options and bring back some cost information and pictures and other information affiliated with those different types of light poles than we currently have in Pella.
And it sounds like one city that was referenced, if people maybe have familiarity with it, was Pleasant Hill. Is that basically what you guys are going to do, see what other cities are doing and then kind of go off that, or are you just going like out of a catalog? How does that work?
You know, I think the thought was that Pleasant Hill certainly had different fixtures, and they were noticeably different than in other communities. And so I think the direction was to bring back not necessarily those particular fixtures, but fixtures, alternative fixtures in general, and of course the cost affiliated with those different types of fixtures. So I think there's many different ways to come about a variety of fixtures, including viewing what other communities have, but certainly the industry, I'm certain, has several different type of fixtures that will be brought back later.
So that is basically tabled, and that'll be discussed again then on the 18th?
Yes, we expect that to be back on the 18th, and there'll be some considerable discussion, and we'll just move back the notice to bidders and form and specification of contract till the 18th.
All right, now let's get to your bread and butter. There was some budget discussion. Tell us a little bit about what that was.
Sure, we just had we've been working the last couple weeks on the city's budget, including the electric, water, and sewer utilities. And so we just discussed kind of a coordination of all the departments and what the individual department heads will be presenting next Monday and Tuesday to the City Council.
Well, so I'm sure people are interested on tax rates and things of that sort. Can you go a little deeper with that?
The city has a longstanding history of $10.20 levy rate. And for fiscal year FY15, which begins July of 2014 and runs through June of 2015, the proposed levy rate has remained at $10.20. Included with this budget was a significant number of projects which citizens may be interested in. They include the reconstruction and asphalt and overlay section of Oskaloosa Street from the Dairy Queen, I believe, east to 16th Street. And then, of course, there's been much discussion about the water supply plan and ensuring there's adequate water supply for the city. And so that was of some note in the budget, although there's still a lot that's needed to be understood before a full plan is in place. And then, of course, the two most notable projects currently in town, the sports park is underway, and the city's committed $2.5 million of local option sales tax to that project. And then the indoor pool is expected to commence renovation in April of this year. So those are some of the most significant projects that were incorporated into the next FY15 budget.
Very good. So coming up on the 18th, we've highlighted a couple things that will be talked about. Anything else on the horizon that we should be aware of?
You know, I think we'll continue to work through some of the budget items. And of course, next Monday and Tuesday, we have two budget work sessions, which the public is welcome to attend. But I think as we work through that, there's not much I can see on the foreseeable future. So,
all right. Thanks, Corey, for joining us. And we'll talk to you after the next meeting.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Corey Goodnow, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.